Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From 68 teams to four.
I think that everyone is just like doubting us when we first came in. We wanted to show today that we are not the team you messed with.
This is a finals week edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Clawson Heating and Air Conditioning. Their experts are focused on one thing, your comfort. Schedule your free estimate at ClawsonHeating.com. It's hard to stop a train.
From the start, I really had to change my attitude just knowing that I have to be aggressive.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Everything we got. Leave it on the court.
The Fan.
All right, hour number three on a Friday. Dusty and Will with you. AJ is on vacay. She'll be back Monday when Will Darkins will be wearing his Oakley Blades transition lenses.
Already got him in the car.
Whoop, whoop. You gave the code word of snow. That's S-N-O-W. And I don't know how many other people needed this in their life, because when I heard you read that, the first thing I thought of was Informer.
Word busted. Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I'm a blam.
You would.
Oh, my gosh. He was
a
Informer. This was, it's the way you read it, was snow. And I was like, Informer. Snow. Informer. Canadian, white Canadian reggae rapper, Snow. Yes, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. Informer. All right, this hour, Zags, I in perfection. Bill Self gets a lifetime deal, and are the Chargers going to be sold? What? But right now, it is time for the always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining weekend. Would you rather? What you got, Will?
All right. Too bad AJ's not here, because I found a story about bees.
Ooh. What about him?
I got bees. A man returned from shopping and found 15,000 bees in his car.
What?
That's right.
Wait, how long was he shopping for? You don't go anywhere. Like, could you imagine getting 15,000 of anything into a vehicle while somebody just goes shopping?
The man's car was overrun by a swarm of bees after he left the window down at an Albertsons grocery store.
Where? Florida?
California.
Oh. All right.
And he only realized it after he had started driving away and heard an intense buzzing and looked back, and they were in the back just chilling.
Hold on. What kind of idiot gets into a car and doesn't notice 15,000 bees?
He's in a hurry.
Oh, well, but I didn't realize the big black blob in the back of my car.
I gotta go.
Buzzing.
Would you rather go the rest of your life with the knowledge there was a swarm of bees hidden in your car that will attack if you crash? Or 1 month out of a year, 10 large bees will bother the bejesus out of you for that whole month.
How long is the car thing?
The rest of your life.
Oh, if I ever get into a car accident.
If you get into a car accident, and it's got to be like it's with another car.
Yeah.
Like, no. Not just like you accidentally backed up in your garage or something. Like, if you hit another car hits you.
Yeah.
Bee bomb explodes.
Right.
Question mark.
But and then the other option is once a week.
Once a month.
Once a month.
Every year. It will be the entire month, 10 bees just bothering the crap out of you.
No. 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 Give me the car. I'm rolling the dice on
the car.
You're
rolling the dice?
Knock on wood, yeah.
I'm rolling the dice on the car. Dude, what if someone hits you?
I don't care. Dude, once, but you're going once a month
for every year for the rest of your life.
Every year
for the,
yeah, no. 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 So you're guaranteeing me, like there's no guarantees with the car thing, but you are guaranteeing me once a month.
Yep.
10 Bs. No.
Yeah.
No. I'm rolling the dice on that one.
I'm going to take the Bs. If you get
well,
hit.
Either way, you're taking the Bs.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to take the 10 Bs. I'm going to take the 10 Bs a month.
All right.
And the reason being is that I've been in quite a few car accidents in my life. And I'm
bad
not going to like bet that I won't get in another one. And I don't think you get the proportion of Bs that will just like explode in your car. Like I'm talking like it'll be the same amount. It'll be the thousands of Bs that guy had.
All right. Yeah.
So you're still going with the car then?
Yeah. You didn't change my mind. No.
All right. Let's see if we can't change your mind here.
And by the way, are you a bad driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually better now. Used to be horrible.
What kind of car do you drive?
It's a Prius.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. No, it's okay. Just, okay. Go ahead. Next one. Not making any sweeping judgments. I won't do that.
Florida man breaks Guinness World Record after watching the Avengers Endgame, the very popular Avengers movie, 191 times in theaters.
That's stupid.
Yep. Would you rather every video, movie, TV show, or sport that you watched on a screen was just the same movie every time? So, like, you could be watching, you know, you and I could be watching, you know, a football game right now on that TV, and I would be seeing it, but you would be seeing just a movie. And it would be the same one over and over and over.
Same one over and over.
Yeah.
I get to pick it.
Sure, you can pick it.
Okay.
Or every time someone spoke to you, you heard this song.
Every time somebody spoke to me?
Literally, me talking to you right now, you wouldn't be hearing my voice. All you would be hearing is this.
If you... Yeah, no. I'm watching the same thing over and over again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, you'll never be able to watch sports on TV again.
Ever. Yeah, I know. But you literally would not be able to communicate with anybody except for the spin doctors singing in your head Two Princes over and over and over again.
That's right.
Why?
You don't ask me.
No, like, I would literally have to, like, learn sign language. I would never be able to watch sports again on TV, but at least I could communicate with other people.
Could you imagine the sticky situations you'd get in where, like, you would just be hearing this, like, if you were, like, implicated in a crime?
I don't know. They'd be like, just go ahead now. I don't know. No. That was the easiest one you've ever given me, Will.
Really?
Yeah. Can you turn this song off, please?
I think I'd take the spin doctors, to be quite honest.
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm taking spin doctors. I want to actually watch sports.
All right. Okay. What else do we got? That one was aggressive.
Yeah, that one got to you.
Oh, yeah. That one got aggressive. I don't hate that song yet, but that would make me hate that song.
Yeah.
In an instant, I'd be like, yep, gone. You go.
All right, next story. A 60-foot-long worm was found in a patient's abdomen in Thailand. A 60-foot-long worm.
A tapeworm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather...
Wait, was that a question, or were you saying yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather have a 60-foot worm removed out of your nose or out of your butt?
I don't know, man.
Well, that's not how the game's played. You need to decide.
My nose?
Say butt.
No. I don't. There's no.
Say butt.
No, my nose. I said my nose.
Have it come out the butt.
And there's no, like, there's literally no reason for this. the reason I'm saying my nose is because you said say butt. So I'm going nose here.
60 feet.
Like, this is the epitome of, like, this is a good would you rather, because it is a hard one to get through. I don't know. There is no good answer here. There, this is a would you rather, no good response.
Ugh. 60 feet, bro.
Yeah.
I think I would take out the back.
Look at these back-to-back texts. We need some positive would you rathers. I hear follow up. The very next text from a different number. Hey, tapeworms help you lose weight.
Yeah, they do.
It also kill you. All right. Is that it?
Got one more.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you heard, but it was April Fool's Day yesterday.
I heard.
And the First Lady Jill Biden pulled a prank on the people on Air Force One by dressing up in a wig and acting as the flight attendant. And she served drinks, and then when everybody was like, thanks, she pulled the wig off and was like, check it out, guys, it's me. A rather lame prank.
Okay.
Would you rather wear a wig to look like Rachel's hair from Friends for the rest of your life, or be bald with pencil-thin eyebrows for the rest of your life?
I'll go Rachel wig.
You'll go Rachel wig?
Yeah, I'll go Rachel wig.
I could, dude, just imagining you with the Rachel, Rachel wig on.
Yeah. Going hair in a ponytail. Like, there's no coming back from that. Like, you just look like
you would look like an 80s rock band.
With the long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the bald head, though, I got a misshapen head.
Yeah, but you could wear a hat all the time, though.
Yeah.
You wear a hat a lot of the time.
I could wear a hat with my Rachel hair, and it'd just be flown out the back like a mullet.
Now, see, if you wore a hat with your Rachel hair, you would look like a suspect in any crime. Any crime, you would look like a suspect.
Look, either way, I'm looking like a suspect. I'm looking either way, bro.
Suspect. Right.
That is our weekend, would you rather. Hey, Zags are eyeing perfection. It's pretty damn impressive. AJ and Dusty on the Fan. Hey, we got Final Four tomorrow. Look at that. Gonzaga taking on UCLA, which, look, they're the biggest favorites in Final Four history. 13.5, or I guess modern Final Four history. 13.5 point favorites is what it opened at. Now Gonzaga has been bet up to 14 point favorites over UCLA. They have been an absolute machine all season long. And if they finish this thing off 32-0, like, it will be the most, obviously the most impressive run that we've seen in, what, 45 years since that 75-76 Indiana team. But to think of all of the hurdles that they had to clear to do it, it's not like a traditional year where I look at this and I go, all right, as we're heading into this season, we could get a matchup in the championship game of Gonzaga and Baylor, which is a game that we should have seen earlier in the regular season. And this is a crazy thing, is that, like, usually we see undefeated teams eliminate themselves from that contention earlier in the year, right? Because they have a regular season matchup, a conference tournament, they have a hiccup at somewhere, some point. Heck, Gonzaga could get in the Final Four. I don't know. I'm just saying, if they're able to do it, it's incredible to me that with all of the hurdles that COVID presents in during the season and how quickly it could get shut down, that they are a team that could still overcome it all and do this in like a bubble atmosphere. I think that this is impressive for college athletes to go through and do this.
I think it's interesting you're taking that standpoint on it, because there's also a lot of chatter on the opposite side, which is like, hey, they're doing this in a COVID year where they got the advantage of some teams who
didn't
make
the tournament. Well, the game against Baylor, they were supposed to play Baylor earlier.
Yeah.
And that game got canceled.
But not only that, but also maybe some teams that just didn't get higher rankings because of games that they got canceled, that possibly Gonzaga could have played them earlier in the tournament. I've heard a bunch of excuses about this, and I felt like we went through this with the NBA too. A lot of people kind of crapped on LeBron getting his title last season because of being in the bubble, but it's like the bubble and the whole pandemic itself adds an extra layer of difficulty. It's not a pass.
But they have been housing teams. It doesn't matter who is in their way. they are just dismantling them and embarrassing teams left and right. Yeah. I mean, whether it is Kansas or, you know, West Virginia, they had a tight game with West Virginia early in the year. They've just been blasting Iowa. The style of play, it hasn't mattered who they face. They just steamroll them. I mean, USC, look at how good USC was playing, and they made them look pedestrian. And that, to me, and keeping your foot on the gas through everything is something that is very hard to do. And we talk about the distraction of being undefeated and how hard that is and how that pressure is mounted on teams like Kentucky in the past, right? And how that's made the pressure of being undefeated has always mounted. Look, there is that pressure for Gonzaga, but then there's also the pressure that they were going through in the regular season of, dude, you have a slip up, this whole season could be down the toilet, right? And everything goes away. And that, I find myself, as I watch what we saw in the Pac-12 during the Pac-12 football season, and we saw Washington, right, lose a shot at the conference championship game. It's not their fault that somebody got COVID on their team and they had to cancel their game against Oregon, right? They were playing during a pandemic, right? That's a very hard thing to do. Now, people have done stupid things that have cost their teams and whatever, but there's also things that it's not their fault, right? They just, contracted a virus that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have gotten it across our country.
Well, and it's playing within your parameters. It's playing within what's going on right now. I mean, I don't want to liken it to horrible weather or a catastrophic thing happening to a stadium or injuries that happen on certain teams, but it's just something you deal with, and other teams dealt with it in different ways.
And this is why the perfection aspect of it is where I say this is where I would give Gonzaga a ton of credit. It's not winning. Right? It's not because of what you were saying in the, well, there's certain teams that had games canceled, their seed would have been different, right? That would make a ton of sense for, say, you know, somebody else who went through the tournament and won. I'm talking about perfection, the added stresses that being perfect over the course of a season brings to teams. We've heard so many times, and really since, whether it's UNLV or, you know, Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky just in 2015, it mounts on guys and it mounts on teams. And that's an added layer of mental stress and pressure. In Gonzaga, it hasn't slowed them down a second. Like, they have not lost a beat this entire year.
Well, I feel it's just because of what Mark Few does at that program. And I was hearing, who's the guy that was replacing Colin?
Doug Gottlieb. Today.
Yeah, he was talking to Adam Morrison, which is actually a pretty good interview that he had in the final hour of the show. And they were talking to him, and Adam Morrison was talking about how, you know, Self is one of those guys where a lot of people think everything is kind of calm on the water. It seems like it's, you know, just kind of like roll along. But that when you're within the program and you're at these practices, he is so singularly focused on winning individual games. You know, he has that type of Nick Saban mindset of the just take everything one at a time, that type of Bill Belichick mindset of we're on to Cincinnati, right? It's like we just go to what's right in front of us, we compete, and then we move on to the next one. And I think that really benefits guys in college basketball, especially with this pervasive culture of one and done. That, you know, if you're guys like Mike Krzyzewski or
maturity.
Yeah, it's maturity. And it's the whole idea that when you recruit guys who you know are going to be one and done, there might not be that buy-in. There might not be that kind of message that they absorb and say, cool, I'm all with it. It's more just like, what can I get from this college so I can get the F out of here and go make my money? It seems like that's not the case at Gonzaga. Everybody's bought in.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool to see. And Final Four tomorrow, where you got UCLA, Gonzaga, and then Houston Baylor is going to be the front half of it. That'll be a 2:15 tip on CBS. Is Houston Baylor all Texas matchup, and then UCLA Zags. I really do hope that come Monday, we're talking about a championship game of Gonzaga Baylor. We should have seen it earlier. These are two teams that everybody has been saying are the two best teams in college hoops all season long. And I hope that that is the one that we get.
What, you're not going to pack?
Really do.
You're not going to back the pack?
No.
You want to see UCLA in there?
No, I won't be sad if UCLA's in it, but I want to see the opportunity of greatness. I want to see history being made. And I think, look, I think that for a lot of fans, it really, like, you need a hook if it's going to be college basketball for you. I mean, you and I will watch, right? You're going to watch on Monday.
Yeah, I put it in the I put it in the category of sports you just watch no matter what. Like World Series, Masters, this, Super Bowl. It's just, it's on. You watch it.
But I think for a lot of casual fans and sports fans out there, it's more of a you need a little juice behind it. And juice would be Gonzaga and Baylor because, look, Houston's a great story, but this is a game that everybody was touting at the beginning of the year that should have been a national championship preview. That's what it was billed as, and guess what? It could be your national championship game.
But if Houston goes on and wins it, that makes Oregon State look better.
Beav's second best. How? Beav's second best team in the country then.
I mean, you want to do the roundabout logic, that's kind of it.
I love it. Final four, though. And, oh, by the way, Bill Self got a lifetime deal. Way to go, NCAA.
Yeah, which I'm sure has nothing to do with the investigation going on right
Look,
now.
Look, this is just why we talk about the NCAA having no teeth and no power. This was just another prime example of it. Because, like, he gets a role of... And Bill Self is a hell of a basketball coach. And but there, Kansas is facing like level one sanctions from the NCAA, and Kansas is just like, we don't care. Like, we don't really. I'm sure there's an out if they do get the severe sanctions by the NCAA, but like, Kansas doesn't care. Big programs don't care. North Carolina made up a major, like, they made up a major that athletes took, and nobody cared. Miami and the whole was Nevin Shapiro. They don't care. But you know what? Cleveland State's going to get drilled because nobody cares about them. It's UMass. UMass's women's tennis team had to vacate their conference championship. And you know what? They care about that. They do. The NCAA hammers UMass women's tennis. But North Carolina, Miami, whatever. You guys just go ahead and do it.
But, you know, you're kind of... You're kind of under the impression that it's the schools that don't care. I would say it's the NCAA that doesn't really care. I know they're conducting the investigation and everything. I understand
that. Who runs the NCAA?
Yeah.
The schools.
It's the schools. And I think they're just kind of like, look, just do the investigation, gather the information, whatever. We'll sweep it under the rug. Because they know the longer they can keep this facade going, the whole idea that we're investigating and we care about schools paying players, the longer they can still control players from making their own profit. Because then once you do that, the players don't necessarily have to get paid by recruiters. They can get paid by agents. And then they can go to college, or they can go to their European league, and they can make money off of endorsements. And, I mean, this is all just the loop, you know?
The loop, the endless cycle.
Yeah.
Back and forth, again and again and again. All right, I got a couple things to talk about, including some Jason Quick said on primetime yesterday, the Blazers entering the gauntlet, and an investigation by Will Darkins into freshman quarterbacks will also. Will Darkins investigating 18-year-old boys, an expose coming up later on The Fan. But first is Will with SportsCenter. Hey, Darkins, I heard that commercial air for My Fugitive in the last break. With Nina Gilden-Seavey. It went on the Odyssey app. They got the podcast, and this is one of the documentary podcasts from Pineapple Street Studios. 8-part series you can binge. Every time I hear one of those, the spots where I'm gonna dive into that this weekend, because things that sound cool, Cold War spies, right? History, cover-ups, conspiracies, FBI cover-ups. Somehow, some way, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King is involved in it. I'm fascinated by this, and it reveals information on like 150,000 declassified documents in a lawsuit. So I'm going to give you a little report. I'm going to listen to that or parts of it over the weekend.
Are you assigning it to me?
No, I'm... Oh. Do you want to do it?
Oh, I thought you said I'm giving you a report.
Like, no, I'll give you a report on it.
Oh, okay.
On what I find over the weekend. But hey, you can go to odyssey.com and you can join me. I'm going to binge a few. I don't know if I'm going to get all the way through it. 8 episodes is a lot. to get through in one weekend, but I'm going to see if I can see how many I can get through this weekend. So just download Odyssey if you don't have it already. If you have radio.com app that you're listening to us on, it's updated now. It's the little orange icon with the circle, little slash mark on it.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right. I heard Jason Quick on with Prime Time with Isaac and Suk. He was on 5:30 yesterday talking about the Portland Trailblazers. Ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot.
And he brought up something that I was talking about with the Blazers yesterday, just yesterday. And it struck me because I had the same question about the Portland Trailblazers when they're rolling out 6'3 Dame, 6'3 CJ, 6'3 Norman Powell. And games like, oh, I don't know, tonight, where you've got 6'7" Chris Middleton playing at small forward, and then like 6'11" Giannis Antetokounmpo is the power forward for the Milwaukee Bucks. How do the Blazers match up to this? And Quick talked about the three-guard lineup moving forward.
You know, Stotts has been rolling out this three-guard lineup. And last night I asked him, okay, yeah, this is great for the offense, but this team's problem is defense. And what's going to happen when you guys face the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard, the Lakers with LeBron James? Who's going to guard LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard? It's not going to be Norman Powell. It's not going to be CJ McCollum. It's not going to be Damian Lillard. Somebody's going to have to guard him. And Terry's response was, we'll worry about that when we get to it.
Boy, well, there, guess what? I mean, in the playoffs, that's a concern. It's also a concern, though, tonight, right? Because 6'3 Norman Powell or CJ or Dame is going to have to go toe-to-toe with 6'7 Chris Middleton, right? And it's just like an ultra-long lineup that Milwaukee rolls out there. That is athletic, too, because, look, it's not like Giannis is playing on the perimeter or just parking his butt on the block. He's playing on the perimeter, too.
Well, and also I think if you're the Trailblazers, there's a little bit of, I would say, savviness in how Stotts answered the question. And the reason I say that is because they have 25 games to figure it out up against two teams ahead of them that one of them might continue falling. And that's right. The Lakers. You know, they're only 1.5 games back from that fourth seed. Now, I know the Nuggets are ahead of them, too, in the fifth seed, as the Blazers are in the sixth. And the Nuggets are currently playing incredible basketball with the addition of Aaron Gordon. Who would have thought that would happen?
Oh, no way.
Oh, wow. But, you know, you have these 25 games to kind of feel it out and figure out how you're going to answer that question once it comes to the playoffs. You're probably not going to encounter the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. I would not think. The Lakers at this point might be in a free fall. Because of the fact that I think the Kings are favored over them tonight. Is that right? I think you told me that.
The Kings are favored over the Los Angeles Lakers
like
tonight.
Two or something?
No. Yeah, I think it's up to four.
Okay. So the Lakers are in a very sticky situation at this point. And if you're the Portland Trailblazers, your offense is looking incredible. And you're about to test and figure out and poke and prod what really works with this team when it comes to defense. In the playoffs, because we've talked about it over and over again. The one thing that happens to the Portland Trailblazers once they get to the playoffs that always stops them is that they don't have enough size or they don't have enough length. Ooh. They were able to beat...
That's a drop.
Well, yeah, thank you. You know, they were able to beat the Denver Nuggets in a 7-game series because they were a little bit more experienced at that time, and they had guys like Evan Turner come down in the stretch and Rodney Hood come down in the stretch in that game 7 and just get them out of it. But, you know, against the Lakers in the first round last season during the bubble, it was just so frigging obvious that nobody can guard LeBron. Nobody can guard AD. And I'm not saying somebody can lock either of those guys down. I'm just saying
every team in the NBA has that same question.
But you could at least put up a fight because they couldn't even do that.
And that is, And that's where I go to, all right, you don't have to have a LeBron stopper, but LeBron speed bumps are nice, you know, because that's the way you do it. Mm. And look, a big key to beating LeBron teams is if you can outscore them and outshoot them. And I applaud the Blazers for, hey, have that mentality and go get it. But that length and size.
And that's how they won game one in that series.
Mm-hmm.
They outshot, they outscored.
Yep. But it's like the Warriors and their success wasn't with slight lineups. It was with Steph, slight, Klay Thompson, who may be skinny but is long, and Kevin Durant, who may be skinny but is longer than Klay Thompson, right?
7 foot man shooting 3-pointers.
And this is where it goes to. And look, what do you? Two quick point and what he was talking about with Terry Stotts. Like, what is Terry Stotts supposed to say to that? What he's saying is that, like, that'll be a future us problem. And it is. But we've all been wondering exactly what the plan is for quite some time now. But it's like, yeah, it's a future us problem. If fans could handle it like that, that'd be a heck of a lot easier to sit here and go through. But right now, like, you sit there and you go, all right, just jockey for positioning and see how long you can ride this whole thing out. Because, look, if you can, crazy things happen. LeBron's out right now. Who's to say that he doesn't come back and get hurt again? Knock on wood. Hope that doesn't happen. I love seeing LeBron in the playoffs. He's amazing. But you sit there and you go, look, something like that could happen. And you just got to position yourself to be ready when it does. Right? I mean, that isn't that the reality for most teams in the NBA is you're positioning yourself to catch a break?
Man, but you at doesn't least that, but you at least have a plan. I mean, this doesn't sound like a
plan.
Yeah,
the plan is to hope somebody else gets hurt. That's not a great plan. No.
I mean, you don't have to.
I don't want to say it's. Yeah. I don't want to say it's a plan that somebody else gets hurt. The plan is you hope for a lucky break, but the reality is, who is in a position? What teams are in a position to stop LeBron James?
It's not so much that you put yourself in a position to do it, but you have a specific plan at which you just say, here's our best option.
And yeah. slow him down.
Slow him down. Here's our best option. The Clippers basically did that when they got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Stopping, yeah. Slowing down.
It's going to slow him down.
That's what
because
I was hoping
we're gonna
he
have,
would say.
Yeah, we're going to have two guys that are forwards. I mean, I know one kind of stretch guard, stretch forward kind of thing, but like, you know, that's kind of what the Clippers did to combat it. Look at what the Denver Nuggets did to combat it. They went and got Aaron Gordon. So now when they face the Lakers in the playoffs, it won't be like last season where they got outmatched by Anthony Davis on one side, but were able to cover up LeBron on the other. Now you have Nikola Jokic, who is going to be able to stop, or at least get close to stopping Anthony Davis in the paint. And then Aaron Gordon hopefully can, you know, here's the air quotes, lock up LeBron James. But it's like, to your point, you know, you best laid plans of mice and men. You never know what's going to happen.
Yes, mice and man. Mice and man.
Did you like that?
I did. I actually did like that.
Let's go, Hawks, baby.
Here's the thing, too. We're going to find out a little bit of what the plan is tonight against teams like the Bucks that you see tonight. Because the hand will be forced because they are bigger and they are longer than anything and better than anything the Blazers have seen the last four games and the last three that they've been working Nurk into. Learning experience tonight for the Blazers. All right, get you set for what's coming up on the Day on the Fan. This is AJ and Dusty. AJ is just taking a little vacay. She'll be back Monday. 1080 The Fan. Everyone's watching. Yeah, baby! We are here. It is the weekend. We're working for it. Let's go, damn it.
Woo. Come on, gosh darn it.
Love it.
Let's do this thing.
All right, a couple of breaking news topics in sports after this musical interlude. Tell me this doesn't make you feel better. Looking outside, sun is shining.
Yeah, that helps. The sun mixed with the song does it.
Yep.
Woo!
Okay, couple of news notes for you today. You want a piece of my heart? MLB has moved their All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia, because of a restrictive voting rights law that was passed in the state of Georgia. MLB making a strong political statement with the moving of the All-Star game and the draft as well. Also today, the NBA has fined Kevin Durant $50,000 after actor Michael Rapaport released screenshots of DMs between he and KD where Kevin Durant was homophobic and misogynistic.
Which you will remember that is the same amount of money fined to Myers Leonard.
Oh, so that's the going rate.
So
for being offensive.
For homophobic, racist, or inappropriate comments.
Or anti-Semitic.
Too. Or anti-Semitic. Racist, right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's news out of the NBA. I didn't even read those. I didn't even read it.
I did. Something's wrong with him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's...
I don't even know what he said.
He's really just kind of losing it, I think.
Oh.
I think that whole thing with the Warriors and...
Different take on it?
Well, no, he... His whole time with the Warriors and the burner accounts and feeling the public pressure of not actually earning his title, because I know we talk about it a lot in sports radio and I joke about it a lot, but like, I think it really does get to his psyche and it really has affected him, because he went to the Brooklyn Nets specifically to say, I'm going to go to a team with just one other superstar.
Build my own super team.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to take these other ragtag guys, Chris LeVert, your what have you.
Caris LeVert,
whatever. And I'm going to win a title. Well, he couldn't do that. And he broke down mentally and goes, okay, I need James Harden. I need Blake Griffin. And I need LaMarcus Aldridge.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you don't think that he's in the front office and he's like directing these moves?
No, I don't think something's wrong with him. I just think he's sensitive. And he always has been.
Mm.
It is what it is. It's fine. The cheating Bill Self got a lifetime deal at Kansas. That's of note today. I say that because Isaac Ropp just opened the door and he will be hosting the next 4 hours of radio. Hey, I saw the rundown. Hour two is all Bill Self Kansas news within the news in the last half hour. But then Porter Mosier is coming for Bill Self's Big 12 titles there. And he has been hired as the head coach at Oklahoma.
And I just want to confirm, Bill Self.
Or he was at Loyola Chicago.
Bill Self getting this contract has nothing to do with the NCAA investigations, right?
No.
Like at all.
They don't care. Yeah. They shouldn't care. It's the NCAA.
They're right.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Will Darkins will be wearing his Oakley Blades that have transition lenses. Up next, primetime with Isaac and Suk from 3 to 7 p.m. Bye, everybody.